Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Sports Daily. Shane Dennis, Anthony Capper with you. Bruce will be back in tomorrow. And then we'll take the fourth off, and hopefully you have it off too, to shoot off fireworks and spend time with your family and friends, have a barbecue and all that cliched stuff that you do on July 4th. A couple of bits of breaking news. One from the world of college basketball. Wichita State will face Providence on a neutral floor at the U.S. Naval Academy as part of the 2018 Veterans Classic. That'll be Friday, November 9th, held annually around Veterans Day. The men's college basketball doubleheader will honor our nation's veterans and showcases the U.S. Naval Academy. In addition to WSU and Providence, a game that will tip at 5 o'clock Central Time from Alumni Hall in Annapolis. Navy will play Maryland immediately after. Those two will be on CBS Sports Network. So Wichita State and Providence will square off in the 2018 Veterans Classic. And a bit of unrelated news, but it's fascinating to me, and I almost laughed out loud. Dennis Dodd reports on Twitter that the Big Ten has asked the NCAA to help develop legislation mandating weekly injury reports for college football to protect the integrity of the game in the sports gambling era. That's fantastic.
Integrity of the game,
yes.
In the sports gambling era.
We need to make sure and be transparent about all of our college football players' injuries.
We got to make sure to get our bets in the right way,
yes.
I guess.
So we can have them probable, out, doubtful, or whatever the hell else.
What a can of worms we've opened.
That's fantastic. Bill Snyder just twitched a little bit.
He's over it.
Okay, so there's that bit of news. I mentioned in the World Cup, there's been a goal. They're in the second half. They're in the 70th minute. Brazil leading Mexico 1-0. Anthony and I played a game of more or less on Friday. By the time this thing is over, the World Cup, they'll play 15 games. We had the more or less number at 40 goals. You said over. I was pulling for the over as well. As of right this second, there have been 15 goals in 5 games, an average of 3 a game.
I feel good about the over then.
Well, so far. We got a lot of help on Saturday.
We'll need a little bit more.
There was a 4-3 match.
Yeah, those are the ones we need to keep
That's
going.
That's what we need, yeah.
For a non-soccer person, too, that makes it more fun for me to watch.
For sure.
I need to see some action because I don't understand the nuances and the intricacies of the game. It's just running for me.
Yeah, Royce told us to pay attention to the set pieces on Friday. That's Greek to me. I don't know what that is.
It doesn't make sense to me. Like, when I watch a hockey game, I like to sit up high so I can see things develop.
Mm-hmm.
You get a good view of the field in soccer, even when you watch it on TV. So when things are developing, I'm just watching the ball. I don't see much going on other
than
that.
Yeah, and that's what a passing fan will do. Just watch where the ball goes.
I'm still going with the over. I hope there's some high scoring games to keep it interesting for guys like me. But who knows? I mean, there's so many 1-0 games and 0-0 and shootouts.
Yesterday brought us kind of back down to earth because Spain and Russia played 1-1, and Croatia and Denmark did the same thing. They had to have it settled on kicks, penalty kicks, or not penalty kicks, shootout, whatever.
Are you okay with the shootout?
Sure. How else are you going to settle it?
I don't know, run them until they die and somebody just, the last person standing can score the goal.
This isn't a bunch of gladiators, Anthony, okay? These are pretty good athletes.
It's never made a ton of sense to me to play for 90 minutes, then play the extra sessions, and then it goes down to a shootout. But
well, what's the difference between that and hockey? They do that in hockey.
Well, it used to be like that in hockey. Yeah.
Now they play, what, 4-on-4?
4-on-4 for 5 minutes, and then they go to the shootout.
Oh, okay. So we're not hockey and soccer guy. I think that's been established in the last 45 seconds. Hey, you're a music guy.
Yeah.
You're kind of a Renaissance guy. I'm far older than you, but you're kind of an old soul. You're open and welcome to all kinds of music.
Love it all.
Well, we are only 17 years removed from the turn of the century, but Rolling Stone magazine. You ever put your hands on a copy of Rolling Stone?
I don't think I've ever read one.
Yeah. It used to be the deal.
Right.
I'm a little surprised they're still around, along with all the rest of the magazines.
All of them.
But anyway, Rolling Stone was the authority on all things music, this side of Billboard magazine, which has a listing of all the weeks, years, and everything else, best tunes in different genres. But Rolling Stone has pulled out a list of the 100 greatest songs of the 21st century so far. There are many, many interesting to me, and I'm not as open to and into all the different kind of musics like you are, but at the very least, it's some interesting set from 100 to 1. You've taken a look at the list. Mm-hmm. The top five has Jay-Z in it twice. So I'll give you the floor on Jay-Z. Does he deserve two of the top five of the best songs of the 21st century so far?
He's very relevant. I'm looking at the songs. 99 Problems is one of them.
That's number five, according to...
I would not say that's a top five song of all time of the 21st century.
Mariah, your thoughts? 99 Problems in the top five. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs down, okay.
It was definitely, and that was when I was in high school, it was definitely a huge song and kind of just an era song where people still will go back to it. But a top song of all time, I mean...
It's not of all time, but the 21st
century.
The 21st
century. But I'm kind of reading the criteria on how these were picked, and it's, you know, they reached out to a group of artists, producers, critics, and industry experts. So it's not based on airplay or Billboard charts or sales. So it's kind of an opinion-based
thing. Okay, then how did Carly Rae Jepsen get to number 71 with Call Me Maybe?
I mean, that's kind of what I'm saying. That song, first of all, that song is terrible.
The song was on every 15 minutes when it was out, though.
It caught on like wildfire, and you couldn't get away from it.
Yes.
But the song itself is terrible, so... I don't.
Whatever you think about the song itself is notwithstanding here.
I guess not, because I don't put the list together, but that's the 17th best song of the 21st century?
No. You transposed the number, 71.
71, okay.
I mean, it's not, 17 would have really made you fall out, but yeah,
I guess 71. I guess when I think best, I think quality. For as much as we heard that song, sure, maybe it does belong on the list, I guess. If I'm taking my opinion out of it, maybe it does belong on the list.
Rolling in the Deep by Adele is number 8. That's probably about where that belongs.
Fantastic.
Between airplay and... I don't want to get deep here because I'm not a deep-thinking musical guy, but for as much as that was on the radio and for as much, quote-unquote, acclaim that it got, because Adele is supposedly... a really good singer. I assume she is. Everybody can sing better than I.
Sure.
And anybody that can, I think, is a good singer. But Adele, number 8, Rolling in the Deep. Mariah, thumbs up, thumbs down. All right, thumbs up. So we're in agreement there.
Yeah, and then let me go back to 99 Problems.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you heard 99 Problems?
I couldn't tell you.
When's the last time you heard Rolling in the Deep?
It's probably been within the last month.
Rolling in the Deep, you could turn on the radio and still hear. 99 Problems, you're going to have to look for it. That's one of those songs to me, Rolling in the Deep, that you're going to hear for a long time. If you want to hear 99 Problems, you're going to have to go seek it out.
Doesn't mean it didn't have its day, though, right? It can't be an all-timer and you
sure
it gets buried? Can it be an all-timer and be buried? So by your definition, for it to be an all-timer, we need to at least, it needs to be in circulation, and we'll still hear it every now and then.
I guess staying power would be, it has to have some staying power for me.
How long has it been since you heard Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes?
Every sporting event I ever go to.
To me, that doesn't count. That's not airplay. Yeah, that's in stadiums.
Okay, AirPlay, it's been a while.
It's number three. That's number three of the 21st century so far. A little high for me.
A little high for me. Probably belongs on the list again.
I feel like there's a sliding scale here on the qualifications or what it takes to get on this list. You tried to define it with your explanation before, but I feel like that some of these picks fly in the face of those limitations.
They do, and as I scroll through here, I see songs that are just number seven, Runaway by Kanye West. I mean, good song, but seventh best of the 21st century?
Kanye West is in the top 100 multiple times.
Kanye West and Jay-Z seem to be pretty
Drake
power players in here.
And there's some that I've never heard of, honestly. And this is me getting older. I know that has a lot to do with it. Johnny Cash's Hurt is number 41.
That's a cover song.
And kind of Johnny Cash's last hurrah.
Sure, yeah. On the way, yeah.
Outcast with a K, number 27.
Not
this is me shaking my fist at the cloud as it goes by.
Not your kind of thing there?
Speaking of Outcast with a K, Hey Ya, number 4. We all know that song.
Yeah, and you'll hear that every...
You could almost hear that every day.
Every day.
Almost.
Go to any wedding, go to any sporting event, again, you're going to hear that song somewhere.
Not what I'm saying is maybe on the radio,
sure.
Too.
Yeah, it's still there.
Maybe 105.3 The Buzz. I'm not sure that Dancing Don and Jack will have that at 103.7 Classic Hits, but it's borderline.
Yeah.
Hey Ya by Outkast.
And that's kind of what I said earlier. The staying power of that song is huge.
Well, the number one is Beyonce and Jay-Z, Crazy in Love. That doesn't surprise me. That's a quote from Mariah, our resident music/hip-hop expert. Is that a good song?
You have to have heard that.
I'd have to hear it again to...
You'd recognize it.
I'm sure I would, but...
Number one all time?
Number one.
Of
so
the 21st
far.
Century.
So far.
So that's a reach for me.
And Paper Planes by MIA is number two.
Another.
There's no way in hell I've heard that one.
Oh, you've heard that.
Really?
Oh, I guarantee you've heard that song. Everyone's heard that song.
Too bad you can't sing. I'd have you sing a couple of bars of it. We'll try to dig it up during the break. Can we do that, Mariah? A couple of these? All right. Let's get out of here. We'll come back with a little On This Day in Sports History, a little Vince McMahon talk, maybe, maybe not. Maybe some calls from you guys and gals, 869-1240. We'll try to dig up a couple of these songs that are, according to the Rolling Stone, among the 100 greatest songs of the 21st century so far. Sports Daily with Shane and Anthony. Wrapping up a Monday. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.